The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I am your co-host Remy Cruz.
And I am your other co-host Alicia Marie. And this has honestly been one of the most requested podcast swaps.
For years. For like 6 years. Like since we started the podcast.
Yeah. If you guys do not know Brooke and Danielle from Gals on the Go, they are currently on their way over here.
They are on the go.
And before they come into the studio, we wanted to sit and have a little chat. We're so excited for them. I know for a fact we have a huge crossover of our demos. Mm-hmm. If you love our podcast, you will most likely love theirs. They're just two besties, a little younger than me. A little younger than you too, right?
Yeah, so much younger than us.
So we're so much more wiser and mature.
No, we're just so old and decrepit compared to them.
No, but they live on the East Coast in New York. And I just feel like, yeah, if you like our podcast, you're going to love theirs. We're really excited for them to come in. They should be here in like 10 minutes or so. But I wanted to catch up with you, Rem, and see how life is.
Life is so good. Actually, last night we went to dinner with another couple besties, mm-hmm. Ryan and Paloma from 20 Whatever. Hey, girls. We were originally going to meet up with Sierra. But during the plans, like right before the plans that we initially had, because she's about to give birth very soon.
How dare her be 8 months pregnant?
I know. And I got kind of sick. I was like on the verge. I was like, I'm either going to get sick or I'm not. And it would have been very irresponsible for me to show up to dinner and get a very pregnant woman sick.
Oh my God.
Just people in general, but especially someone who's like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
All to say we rescheduled. We met up with the girls last night and I'm just loving all of the girly energy that's been radiating since last night. Like we were at dinner and I just had this out of body moment where I was like, I love women. Like this is so fun and just so girly and so great.
Also, we really quickly have to say what happened at dinner. We're like sitting there.
Yes.
We're sitting there, all four of us. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some wine, you know? So I have my go-to is just a white wine. I'm not really a red wine girly. If you are a wine girl,
a wino,
comment below if you're red or white. I love white. So I did a Sauvignon Blanc. That's usually my go-to. And I finished my first glass and then the waitress comes over randomly at one point and is like,
Just starts pouring
a second cup. And what's so funny is I had the thought like, oh, obviously, yes, I would love that. But also do I have to pay for that? Like,
you didn't order it.
Yeah, I didn't order it at all. And it was so out of nowhere. And it wasn't like a, hi, would you like this? It was just like as she's pouring it, she says, oh, this is from that person over there.
No, she says the gentleman.
Oh, she did say gentleman?
I heard man, and sorry to interject.
No.
I've learned I'm about as subtle as a gun.
Yeah, you whip that hair.
But this is like so good. This was so good for me to practice because when that does happen again, inevitably. I mean, just kidding. It happens at every restaurant that Alicia and I go to.
Let's just say that just never happened. So I'm like, oh my God, who sent me a drink? And I see Rem whip, like literally.
I whip so fast, you guys. Like, not subtle. You know, like when you're like, look behind, like 3 o'clock, like there's a really hot
guy. It was like, whoo.
Like I created a fucking tornado with my hair.
So right away, I'm like, this never happens to me. Also, I'm with like three other girls. So it feels very like specific.
Did you feel so like beautiful and stunning and better than all of us?
What's so sad is this is how much I was like, oh, this obviously isn't from a guy who's interested in me. I was like, is like Abigail over there? Or is like, is someone we know over there?
Because no. Change your mindset.
I know. I need to. But the way you whipped too was like a, oh my God, no way. So I was like, oh, wait. Is it someone we know? I didn't have my contacts in. So I'm like squinting and I'm like, oh, we've learned a lot of things. Remy, we got to be more chill.
I'm going to.
And I'm telling you, this is a good learning lesson. Constantly wear my contacts because I just picture if a guy did send me a glass of wine and the best friend whips around and I'm like squinting, like that's horrible.
No, this was our practice round.
We did so bad. And then we look over and across the entire restaurant, right, is Ashley with her boyfriend Jackson and his friend. Ashley and I had no idea that we were going to the same restaurant.
And I don't understand.
That is a prime example of the McDonald's sisters. Like, she, I'd say like, hey, like, what are your plans? And she's like, oh, I'm going to dinner with Jackson and a friend, remember? And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to dinner too. Which, like, granted, it is more rare for me to go all the way to downtown for a dinner anymore.
Yeah, that's on you though.
I know, but like, she didn't ask where I was going to dinner.
But you asked first. Like, I feel like that's how the flow of conversation goes. She goes, I'm going to dinner. You go, oh, where are you going to dinner? I'm going to Little Sister.
Oh,
Little Sister.
Little Sister. Oh my God. It's such a good Vietnamese place. Mm-hmm. It is so, like, oh my God. I ate way too much. It was so good.
The sticky rice was delicious.
The garlic noodles, I think I could eat the whole plate.
They were so good.
They were so good.
And then it was funny because, so he sent you a glass of wine. Yes. And then when they came over, obviously, to say bye, he was like, you two need to start talking more.
No, literally, Taryn said the same thing, has always said the same thing about Ashley and I. She's like, you guys are on such, like, different wavelengths. Like, you don't tell each other things, but, like, it's just normal for you. And I think that's why a lot of people have always said we give off twin energy. Like, we just, like, mentally are like, I don't know. Like, we're so weird.
I feel like twins, though, would have known.
You're
like,
right.
The way that we had no idea. Also, I'm surprised we didn't, like, you know, look at the restaurant a little more when we got in.
They were at the furthest table. But yeah. And again, no context. So, yeah, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And it reminded me one time Ashley went on a date and Taryn and I did some stalking. We were like, oh my God, we should, like, go. So we went to the same restaurant that she was at and I sent her a cocktail. And this is why she did it, because I had sent her a drink and we were like, can we give it to that girl and, like, say it's from like, someone thinks she's pretty or something. And Ashley got it and she was so confused and we were, like, laughing and dying. So she was like, this is, like, I wanted to do this because remember when you and Taryn sent me a drink? And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
That's so sweet. Did she know it was you at the restaurant after?
No. Well, yeah, she was so embarrassed.
Yeah, it would be, like, that's your worst nightmare for me to do that to you.
That's my worst nightmare. That was hilarious.
Are Ollie and I allowed to go do that to you now?
No, I actually, like, I truly... karma fucking has me. That's all I have to say. Would hope.
I'm keeping my Friday and my tentative Sunday open, actually, this weekend.
Perfect. I'll do Saturday.
I'm actually keeping every day for the rest of my life free.
A location?
Alicia and Zane are going on a date.
We are.
And so...
A
double date.
Which...
And I'll be watching.
Technically, it's not a double because they... No, like, if you actually come, I would, like... I don't know if I don't... I would not like that.
Ollie, get the wig ready, babe.
Get the purple
wig
ready.
And the fedora. The way I didn't... How did I not notice? In case you guys didn't know for context, I went on a date once. Went through the whole date. And he was very nice, but we just didn't have any chemistry. So it was, like... It was a painful date. Mm-hmm. And then I found out as I was leaving that two of my best friends had been sitting at the table next, like, adjacent to us, with wigs on the whole time.
Like, when Taryn and I went with At, we were in the whole other side of the restaurant. Like, we could barely see her. Yeah. Like, that to me is fine. Next to, like, if I already don't like when people are, like, watch. We said this last episode, I think. I already don't like when people are watching, let alone, like, if they can hear my conversation. I hate going to first dates specifically at places where the tables are so close together.
Yeah.
I'm so aware everyone's hearing my conversation. And it's so funny because when I hear someone on a first date, I'm like, oh, they're on a first date.
Oh, I'm obsessed with eavesdropping.
Like, but that's it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. But, like, oh my God, no.
I get it though, because, like, I'm someone who doesn't care. Like, if you were to show up in a wig, I actually wouldn't care if you were across the restaurant, but being next to me painful date.
Yeah.
Like, if it was Cal and I would have been like, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Performance. But this one, I was like, oh, that wasn't my best work.
Yeah.
I could do so much better.
You're like, guys, don't judge me.
I promise I could do so much better. Come to the next one.
Anyways, that happened last night when we were at dinner, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes. I also have some good news to bring to the pod. I haven't talked about this yet because I've been honestly not sure what was going to happen. Long story short, as you guys know, I have three dogs, which actually not everybody knows. Sometimes I'll post them and people will be like, why didn't you get a third dog?
Rem, they all look the same.
They're carbon copies of each other. I have three dogs. Daisy, who's my girl, she's turning 10 soon. Just like Chloe. Aww. I've got Momo, who I got in 2020. So she's turning 4 this year. And then I have Luna, which, as we all know, I did not actually get Luna for myself. I initially got her as a present for Ollie. And she has been a troublesome little pup. I love her so much, but she's definitely been the most challenging pup that I've ever dealt with in my life.
There's puppy energy and then there's Luna energy.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Very much, like, really bad separation anxiety, lots of behavioral issues. Like, the day we got her, it right off from the jump.
Also, Momo was an angel.
Yeah, Momo really, like, I, I, forgot, because Daisy was a little bit more of a challenging pup too. I kind of forgot because it's been a decade.
Yeah.
Momo was such an angel. I was like, oh my God. You know how like, this is not the same, but when someone gives birth, they go through like such a traumatic experience, but your body creates that like
the hormone
to make you forget. Obviously it's not that level, but I forgot how bad Daisy was as a puppy because it'd been so long and I had forgotten. Momo was so good. I was like, I could totally help with this puppy. No, because Luna is Daisy times 10. All to say,
you've done a good job though.
Thank you.
You really have.
I really tried. Shout out to also Miles, who's an amazing trainer that I worked with, who's worked with a bunch of our friends' dogs, who literally has Rosie and Chloe
right now.
Because he's amazing. He's been able to help with all of them behaviorally so much. But Luna was a special scenario and we got it all figured out. All three were like, so great. I was so happy. Again, I didn't initially plan to have a third dog. Cal wasn't prepped to have a third dog. We didn't even want a third dog. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when it didn't work out for Ollie, we were like, okay, I don't want this dog to go anywhere where, you know, it's my responsibility. I don't want her to go anywhere where I don't know she's being fully taken care of. And she did try to go to my family. My aunt and my uncle tried to take her, but she was too rambunctious for their senior dog. And they were like, we can't have her living her last few years being like,
and that's like their child,
played with so much. Yeah. Cause Luna's like, she plays really intensely. And so, exactly. So, I was like, I'm going to keep Luna. Well, first I had a talk with Cal. Can we keep Luna? And he was like, yes, of course.
Cal was really sweet. I remember you saying, he was like, obviously we're going to take care of her. Like, we're not going to just, you know,
like that was the biggest thing. We had so many friends that were like, we'll take her. And I was like, or mutual friends. But even then I was like, I don't know you. And I don't know if you're going to. My worst fear was like they would rehome her if it didn't work out. And I wouldn't know where she ended up. All to say, we kept her. Sorry, I said long story short. It's not a long story short.
I'm sorry, my life.
I'm sorry. And then I'll speed it up. Everything was so good until the end of last year. She turned one. And in the top of this year, like end of December, early January, all of a sudden a flip switched. And I've done a lot of research and I've actually like, I would love if anybody had any advice. I mean, things are so good now.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden Luna hit social maturity. She turned a year, and within like a year and a month, like we were so good. Daisy and Luna and Momo, they all played. They were best friends. Everything was good. Boom. Luna and Daisy started fighting for the alpha spot.
Mm.
And with animals, obviously you can't control
There's
it.
Never like they're two animals. Alphas, yeah.
Yeah. And so they started fighting ferociously to the point where they would like sometimes it got so bad that like someone would bleed. And it was just, I could cry talking about it.
Because
it was, I got bit a lot of times because I would try to like separate. Oh my God. I can't cry. They're about to be here. I would do two episodes.
Hold it.
It was really hard to watch. And there was never a doubt in my mind. I was like, I don't want to rehome Luna. Like I can't rehome Luna. Like I literally will not do this. I love this dog so much, but it also got to the point where I was like, what am I going to do? Because I don't want Daisy to get hurt. I don't want Luna to get hurt. I don't want Momo to get hurt in the crossfire. I had to get my hands in there so many times to like separate them, which they say not to do, but I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I got bit so badly, like obviously an accident, but like really deep cuts. I've got like literally this bruise or this, the scar is from that. I have scars all over my legs because they would just like go crazy.
Also to interject, this was already after you invested and sent them to training.
Yeah. And so I was trying my hardest and I was
And I'm sorry, I'm playing devil's advocate over here, like making sure you have all the hype up. I'm like, you and Cal like actually followed what Miles told you guys to do.
Sure.
Like, I'm like, I need everyone to know, like, you actually have done so. From the outside, I'm like, damn, you've done a lot.
I just did so much research. And this is actually common for two female, they're both spayed. Everybody's spayed. I've called the vet. I called Miles. I read every form I possibly could about what to do, but it's just, it's an animal instinct. Mm-hmm. At one point, like, and that's what Miles said. He's like, at one point, they're animals. I know they're your babies, but like, you cannot control. So you have to figure out like, you know, they have to know that you're the alpha. If you want a full episode on like what I tried to do, let me know. Cause like, I'm sure a lot of people deal with this. Cause like, I'm not kidding. Type in like two female dogs fighting for alpha, the amount of like Reddit threads and like Quora or whatever.
Also, again, all those Daisy's 10, like one's a senior and one's a puppy. That's a huge other factor.
And Daisy is that bitch. Like Daisy will not let anyone walk all over
her.
She
knows.
All to say, we did so much. We went away so much over the past month, like here and there on weekends, that I had Luna stay with my mom because she's so happy there. And didn't have any other dog that was like fighting for alpha because she's just alpha at that house. And I was just so worried if I had anybody watching the dogs, I didn't want
them to be.
Oh my God, if anybody got bit, I'd be liable for that. Yeah. Like with me, I'm like, it's me. I was explaining this to a friend the other day and she said two of her friend's dogs fought so hard, one went blind.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Lights on. One went blind. And
sorry, if you're watching the YouTube video, we just had a big green light came on.
Let me wrap this up. So sorry. All to say, I didn't want anything to happen to anyone. Obviously it happens to me. That's bad, but I'm like, I can handle it.
Yeah.
I've heard some stories of like these dogs that our friend's dogs that went to the vet and one went blind. The vets were like, you need to rehome one or we will like do something about
this. I was going to say, it got to the point where I was even like, damn, like, do you just like rehome her? Like, I know that's not what you want to do, but at what point are you like, okay, this isn't working?
If Daisy got really, really hurt, obviously I'd have to like figure something out. But all to say, and also like they're animals. One of our friends also is dealing with this because he got a Saint Bernard.
Oh my God.
Who is, at a bigger scale because they're so big, but he's dealing with the same thing of like having to walk them all separately, like having to reintroduce them all, like, they have to decide on their own time if they're going to get along or if they're not.
Yeah.
Thank my lucky stars. And granted, it's only been a week of like calmness. I've been seeing a pet psychic, you guys.
I was waiting for you to bring up the pet psychic. About the pet psychic.
Like I can do a whole episode on this if this is interesting.
No,
if not,
I'm sorry. You have to, whether you believe it or not, like this, it was insane what you told me.
It was like, I was at the point where I was like, I will do anything.
How did you find out?
Kim Tai.
Okay.
Because Kim Tai had adopted a dog who was very aggressive. She talked to this psychic. She's like, Rem, I know it sounds crazy, but it worked. No. I called her. I've referred literally 20 people. I got off my second meeting with her yesterday and she was like, thank you for all the referrals. I was like, no, you are amazing.
No,
she is a gift to this earth.
When you told me I was like, this is so entertaining. Where is my popcorn? Like it was so.
You should do
it. And also knowing the girls.
Also, she's an animal communicator. Let me say that also.
Oh.
I feel like, I don't know if pet psychic is like
the right
maybe
term.
Yeah, maybe she won't like that. Animal communicator.
Okay.
But she like the first call, she was like, I just got off with a fish. Like she is
a fish.
No, I'm not kidding. She can speak to animals and there are specific things that have been said that like no one would know. I love a psychic. I love all that kind of stuff. But like even hearing that, like I went to every possible, I tried every avenue for the past week, you guys. There was a shift.
I'm sorry. I'm not over that she talked to a fish. I picture just a beta fish by itself. Like,
isn't there like a Disney like film or something where the fish like just wanted to be moved to the light and it gets all happy?
The light?
Yeah, like it was in the dark. No, there was like a fish bowl. I'm like, someone comment down below. There's like a cartoon or something where a fish is in a bowl and he's sad because he's in the dark. And then the human moves him to the light and he's all happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's like, I just want my tank turned 3/4 of an inch.
It's crazy that there's like a career out of that.
She's gifted, truly.
Oh my God.
All to say, they've been so good. And we've been still enforcing like all the things that I've learned. But again, it's very common for two female, especially of the same breed, to fight for alpha.
That makes sense. But also, I guess I would assume that the younger puppy would assume that the senior dog is alpha.
You would think, but Luna's so headstrong. And even when I called Miles and he saw them in April last year, it's almost April of this year. He was like, well, you know, Daisy, she's a stubborn old girl. And you know, Luna, she's a really like crazy, like she wants to be a leader, but she's really spunky and crazy. And I was like, you remember? I've cried a lot about it behind the scenes. And I honestly just didn't want to say anything because I just didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, also, again, the internet can be cruel and people like attack you and they're like, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. But like,
also, I understand. I didn't go about getting her in the right way.
It's already a touchy. Even if I wasn't in social media and I had to rehome my dog, I feel like I would feel like a bad mom.
It's the most guilt-tripping thing. I've had friends and I've had family members that had to do it. And it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's so horrible. But
sorry, I was like, girl, just rehome her. I was always pressuring you. I'm sorry, Luna.
But I love her so much. I mean, you don't love her as much because she's not your dog. Like again, if it got to a point where like they were in danger, then of course I would actually really consider that, because the last thing I wanted is like for Daisy to get hurt or for Luna to get hurt, or for Momo to get hurt, for anybody to get hurt. Me, I'm fine. I was literally fine.
But the full circle of this is the fact that after the pet psychic, they've been good.
There was like a couple blips here and there.
Sorry, pet communicator.
Pet communicator here and there, little blips.
The ladies are here!
Yay!
Thank God!
Welcome! To say, everything's good. Thanks for listening, guys. The girls are gonna step in.
We're gonna say hi and then we're gonna start our episode.
Okay, it's no secret that I love cooking. And also, if you watch any episodes of Cooking with Remy, if you watch any of my TikToks of me cooking, I am almost always, always, always using a caraway pan. I found out about caraway from my aunt, and she actually bought me my first set of pans, and I fell so in love with them. I bought myself two other sets. So I have three full sets of caraway pans. I've given them as gifts to my aunt and for my mom. We're all cooks in the family. We all love cooking so much. And there are so many collections to explore. There's a Caraway for every kind of cook. Caraway's non-toxic kitchenware features a chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no scary chemicals will inundate your recipes. Truly, you guys, they are the best pans that I've ever used in my life. They are so cute. I have a blue set, I have a pink set, I have a cream set. They're so adorable, and not only are they aesthetically pleasing, they are so great for cooking. They're oven safe. I will cook things in the pan and throw them straight into the oven, and they are just good to go. I also love, love, love their bakeware. I got their whole bakeware set as a birthday gift from my aunt, and I look forward to baking something and using them. The muffin tins I'll use to make my sous vide egg bites. I'll use the pans for whether I'm making like a banana bread or a casserole or something. Like, they are truly the best pans and bakeware sets that I've ever used in my life. And just a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with a saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying the items individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusively for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic or use code prettybasic at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. You guys, let me just tell you, I am obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. They're amazing because no glue is needed for either product. I love a good press-on manicure, especially in a pinch. I hate getting my nails done. I hate just sitting there and waiting for like hours on end to have my nails be done. And every once in a while, I love to give my nails a break and just rock the Au Naturel, and I'll just slap an Impress Press-On Mani right on there, and they are so cute for photo shoots, for filming, for whatever, for a wedding, for an event. Boom, you're good to go.
They're seriously my go-to. I'm wearing them today. I'm wearing them right now. I have a game changing. Why? Because you don't need glue. And you don't need glue for either product, the nails or the lashes. There's no waiting for things to dry. There's no mess. And there's no damage to my lashes or my nails. It's seriously so simple. It's a one-step process to instant glam. Also, the nails are so cute and trendy. They have so many different styles and colors. They also come with a patented Superhold adhesive, ensuring that they stay put for up to a week.
The press-on falsies have a variety of styles with an underlash application and exclusive self-stick technology that guarantees up to 24 hours of wear. Honestly, Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are two of my beauty essentials, and you've got to go try them out immediately.
Honestly, Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are two of my beauty essentials, and you've got to try them out immediately. I talk about them all the time. Grab yours now at ImpressBeauty.com.
Visit ImpressBeauty.com/basic and use code BASIC at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
All right, guys, today we have to stop the pod because we are giving a shout out to our favorites here at the Pretty Basic Studio, Macy's. This spring, there's no such thing as too extra. And you know, if that's coming from me, that says a lot. My OG fans will get it. This spring, you can just dive right into the maximalist trend with Macy's. They've got everything to wear anywhere. Basically, you're going to look like you are attending Fashion Week. You're going to look like you are a fashionista yourself. We're talking showstopper looks in the front row seats at a show type of look. I've actually been loving more bold takes with fashion and stuff lately, even makeup. The other day I did like a purple eyeshadow on my lower lash line and I was just really vibing with it. And I feel like it's been a while since I've really experimented with different colors and stuff. And I feel like I want to do that with my fashion as well. And Macy's has all of the bright colors and mixed textures that command attention. My favorite is always having a little bit of contrast of something super girly with something super edgy, maybe, you know, lace or ribbon, and then pairing that with black leather, you know, that little contrast, those are my favorite textures to mix. But you could also do oversized ruffles, sequins, fringe, and so much more. Whether you're going to a festival this year, going to a party, or just, you know, having a day with the girlies, or even if you're just dressing up for yourself, no matter what, Macy's has you covered. I will say, I think it's the fact that festivals are coming back, but for all of a sudden, I've been obsessed with fringe. Like, I haven't really bought anything with it, but I've just been noticing people wearing really cute vests with a little bit of fringe. And I'm like, wait, do I need a fringe vest in my closet again? So regardless of what you're shopping for this spring, again, there's no such thing as too extra. Check out your new favorite styles at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. You're here. we just gabbed for like a solid 10 minutes, like trying to update each other on like random things. But we're like, let's just get into the pod.
Save it for
the
pod.
We'll eat lunch after this. We can like get all those updates too. But I mean, welcome to the studio, guys.
Welcome, gals on the go.
This is even better than I could have imagined. Like, I feel like you set the picture in your mind. But you guys, this is like, I don't even know how to articulate it to everybody. Like, oh, you guys have thought of every little detail.
The detail.
Yes.
The bathroom. It's so like all the Tiger Beat magazine poster. Oh my God. All that.
Thank you guys. We can't take credit for that.
I was just going to say, I didn't hang one photo. Yep. I didn't do
anything.
That was
all wit, but thank you. She's going to love that. Oh, that's creative, how I feel like when I go to a YouTuber's house and I watch all, like when I come to your houses, I'm going to be like, I thought the bathroom was on this side. Yes. And I'm like, it would be bigger.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, this is like an apartment. I'm like, well, it's a studio apartment, so it's like our studio.
It's our studio.
Yeah. Fine.
It's really large apartment. Well, for New York standards,
yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
It is actually very big. Yes. When we like did the tours, they were like showing us all these other ones. They walked in here. We're like, this is the one.
She's like, this is it, guys.
Our DJ booth could go right there. We're telling them that when we initially got the plans drawn up for here, the guy, shout out to Mike, initially wanted to put a DJ booth over in this corner, and we loved it, but we would have never used it, and no one would ever.
The idea was like, oh, when a guest comes, they can like, you can film a bit with them over there. But we were like, that's more like talk show vibes. And we're just, we're not
our resident DJ for the episode would have been good though.
Damn. Oh my God. Well, okay. If you wouldn't mind, please give a little intro maybe to the girlies who don't know who you are. Brooke, why don't you start?
Oh my gosh. Hi. I'm Brooke Michio, YouTuber, but really for the podcast, we're here today. So Danielle and I, my best friend next to me, we host Gals on the Go podcast. We are from New York City. Well, not from there, I guess.
I love that you said that, though.
I can claim it because, you know.
Oh, you'll get like,
yeah. No. I'm not born and bred. I'm from Long Island, from the suburbs. And I feel like we are in the same like genre of like creator, like lifestyle, like beauty, fashion. And I feel like we just keep it real. And I feel like we have always looked up to you guys. And like, you guys, that's why this is like a dream collab for us today. Seriously, we're so excited.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm like, was that too much?
Also, OG YouTubers.
Did I lay it on too thick?
Yeah, take the crown of OG YouTubers.
Yeah,
we've been doing this for a long time. Danielle and I met when we were like children. Like actually, like certified children.
No, certified. Yeah. Like I was 12 years old, braces. Lily Pulitzer dresses.
Oh my God, Lily Pulitzer.
I still remember when I found your vlogs.
When you found my vlogs because everyone's in the comments, came from Remy. I'm like, who's Remy? And then I found you and became obsessed.
Oh no, I still remember the Volvo.
Oh my God, my Volvo.
So sorry, I interrupted you though. Please, introduction.
Oh my God, no. Well,
Take everything
Brooke just said, same thing. My name is Danielle Carolyn. Brooke and I have both been doing social media for, I mean, same as you guys, like over, you know, 12, I don't even know how many years. Do you guys even count anymore? I'm like, it's just been a long time.
It like
time.
Blurs together and then I'm like, it's another.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh. A long time.
No more milestones, just... We've just been doing it.
Well, I'm sorry. I remember the Polaroid video. Are you kidding?
That's
like my most iconic. Like, yeah. I remember sitting there, like I was in like 10th or 11th grade, like in the lab editing it. I was like, oh my God, this is sick. Like making the transitions,
the
you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm over there. I'm like, this is the internet's never seen anything like this before.
I feel like it's evergreen video.
Like if anyone watching has ever looked up a how to like take aesthetic Polaroid photo, like you've seen her video.
Yeah.
Like it went viral.
Gosh. Did you have AdSense on at that point?
Yeah. I did.
Hell yeah. Okay, good.
Oh, that was
still getting royalties now.
Yeah. Go watch it.
We'll link it.
Link it actually. We'll play like a little screen recording while we're talking.
What was your most like did you have a video that was like break the internet?
A lot like, of my of like my college move in vlog.
Totally college.
I feel like you really girl. Yeah, I leaned in.
Oh, as you should.
Yep.
So it was a really good time and we're just so happy to be here, you guys. I feel like we started the podcast around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking. I think you guys were like a month or two before us.
Yeah, it was the same year.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And we 2018
still
and we
at
both
it.
Yep.
Yeah, we haven't quit yet. It's really impressive,
actually.
Isn't that
crazy, though? Because then, like, no one really... I mean, podcasting was still big, but as far as, like, in the influencer world, it wasn't common at all.
No.
And we both just did audio, and it was so... Don't you kind of miss just the audio?
I do every day.
Every day.
Well, because that's why I feel like a lot of us YouTubers started podcasts, because we said, oh, we don't have to be on camera. Uh-huh. We can talk for an hour. But then, you know, TikTok, Instagram Reels, we got to promote, you know, course, short form. Yeah. So you're like, might as well put it on YouTube. I mean, that was our mindset anyways.
Totally. Also, now I'm so into podcasts who have video. Like, I love it.
Do you put on your TV?
It.
Like, what do you like about
I only watch YouTube, honestly, on my TV. And I'll put everything to my watch later playlist. And then I just get shit done while it's going.
Wow, I should do that. It's I've never used that feature.
Oh, especially y'all put, when you guys post like a 40 minute vlog, I'm like, yes.
So
like,
real.
40 minute, 40 That's minute. So true. And then I have 2 hours of like background noise that I can pay attention to and like keep up. But even if I'm editing or whatever.
It's like pre-curated.
Yeah.
It's already made for you.
You don't have to change it.
No.
That's the worst part.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Pandora. Wait, that's so, I'm going to do that for the tip.
Oh my God. Yes,
it's like
please.
A cue, but. Basically mm-hmm. for YouTube.
Yeah.
This is such a tangent, but I have to bring it up because you were saying that your college move-in vlogs. And then I thought about Delaney because she was your college roommate, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Queen Delaney.
And she was just on AM.
She was on AM on cover.
I love her. She also made me want to get up earlier. Like when she said she likes to enjoy her coffee for like an hour in the morning. It could not be me, but I want to do that.
See, I love that, but I'm like, I also love sleep. So I just sleep in and still have my time.
Oh,
no, but I want to get up early. Like I need that. I understand. That.
You know what's actually funny with this new series? I was telling Brooke, I'm calling it Timegate. So this new series I'm doing AM Uncovered where people show their morning routines. I'm not like sleeping over and waking up with them.
Yeah,
like,
and you're so
the
right.
The first shot is the alarm. And you see the time. And I didn't think it was a big deal. And I was like, really? She wakes up at 10:30? It's like this big deal. I'm like, do you guys think I'm waking up with her? Like we're walking in with her eyes open.
Like they have a little makeup on. Wait. I mean, I did it. I was like, put on a little makeup.
Yeah, it's a little bit more so curated.
The way I didn't like, I watched everyone, but I didn't think about the time on the phone. I would have, if I were you, which maybe you could move this, do this.
Yeah, we're changing
advice.
It now.
I was going to say how when we would do our morning routines back in the day and we'd set our like fake clock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we just bring a clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could just bring a clock and it's in everyone or like, because not everyone has.
Well, you can change your iPhone time.
That's what Brooke
that's what
said.
I went to the settings.
I get it though, it's a anyone, lot.
I don't
want to
make them do it. We're just going to like zoom in on the alarm.
Wait, can you tell them what the series is?
Oh, that's so nice. It's called AM Uncovered. It's a short form series on Instagram Reels and TikTok where I'm like highlighting people in various industries morning routines. It's just fun because it's very like we have a videographer. It's more elevated, I think. It's kind of YouTube style but on short form.
Very well produced.
Oh, thank you.
So well produced.
Also, it's just fun. I'm nosy. I like want to know.
Literally.
For sure. I want to know.
I feel like really no one's done anything like that I've seen, at least like a well-produced series like that on short form.
For sure.
Category. Yeah.
I love it. I feel like I don't care if everyone's showing their coffee. I want to know how everyone makes their coffee.
Oh, totally.
So interesting. It's really interesting. But back to Delaney.
Yeah. Sorry.
She was on AM Uncovered. Yeah.
She was on AM Uncovered. And also I went on a brand trip with you and Delaney and I brought my best friend Kaylee. And I remember one night we were dancing and this was the night. It was last night of the trip.
This was
That was Revolve trip. What was it called?
Revolve Around the World.
Hashtag Revolve Around the World. And we were in
Mexico.
Yes.
This was
the Hosk was there.
No, fully regret not going to that one.
Shay Mitchell. The Victoria's Secret Angels.
Golden Barbie, all of them.
Yes, you and I. And
and then me and Remy were like, what?
I remember Olivia Culpa walked in.
Yes,
she's like, hi, Olivia. I'm like, I love you so much.
It was crazy.
And we were like, I remember it was the last night and I was so, and all the Bachelor girls were there too, which I love the Bachelor. So I was eating it up and I was like, hi, nice to meet you. I've never seen you before. And
what's your name again?
Yeah, sorry, Christina. And so I remember I was trying to play it cool and we had like an early morning drive back to the airport the next morning. So I was like, I'm not going to go crazy tonight because I had gone crazy every night. And I remember I was like, I'm going to go to bed early, Kay. And I look at Kaylee, my best friend. She was a kindergarten teacher at the time. Yes. And I look at her, I'm like, let's go to bed now. And she has like two shots in her hands. And she's like, this is not like ever going to happen for me again. Aww. So take a shot and we're going to stay up. And I was like, okay. So we took a shot, got really drunk. And then I remember I hear screaming at one point and I like run over and now it used to be an irrational fear. Now this is a rational fear. A bug had flown into Delaney's ear. And like taken up residency and was staying there. And like they were trying to find lights, but they couldn't find lights. So the photographers were like trying to flash their flashes. Yeah, it was a big bug. And then no one could understand what was happening. Everyone was screaming. No one knew. I remember at one point someone was like, the bug just has to die inside her ear. And then they were like, we're going to go to the emergency room. It was
Then the bartender starts pouring vodka down her ear in hopes that it'll kill the bug.
I forgot about that.
Loki's. Like that makes
smart.
Sense.
Yeah,
but is that horrible for your? She like loses her hearing.
She was like, I don't even care because she could feel it. She was like crying.
She could hear it too.
I'm sure she screamed.
Yeah, she was not well. She and I've never seen it. She's so chill.
I was gonna say I've never seen her react.
She was like, Poor and I'm like, girl. Fuck, I don't know what to do.
So then we went literally to the most random hospital in the middle of nowhere. Yep. And he took the longest pair of pliers and he was a ginormous bug. He put it out on the table and we were like, oh my God.
Thank God.
It's such a good story now. And then Delaney was excited because I think it was Jasmine Sanders. She's like a Sports Illustrated model. She posted on her story the next day, like wearing headphones because someone here got a bug in her ear.
She's like, yep, that was me.
I think
she
about that it. All the time.
Oh my God.
Rent free in
insane.
The head.
Insane.
Those were like that was a really cool Revolve trip.
That was crazy.
No, it was nuts.
I talk about it to everyone because they just like rented out this property for a month and then every weekend would just ship in new influencers.
Yeah, right. They had a residency.
I forgot they did that.
Yep. It was so fun.
I'm like, take us to the next one.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, that was
I had just started dating Cal too, like very new. Like I think like within a few weeks. And so I remember I just kept blacking out and like calling him drunk while I was like ordering the room service. Yeah, I just remember then he'd be like, you're like going on a trip
work
for
trip.
Free. Yeah. Like, and they just, you can drink as much as you want. Order. I was like, yes. Papas fritas. Yeah. I loved it. It was so fun. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh my
so
God.
Fun. It's fun when all your friends become friends. Like I feel like Delaney and Kaylee still follow each other. Like it's just,
yes.
It's really special.
That was so great. A bonding experience for
if
us.
You will.
Us on the horses.
Oh, I don't even know if I, oh, I do remember that.
Like Oceanside on the horses.
Have you guys ever done that? Oceanside horses?
Yeah. A few times actually, yes.
Yeah. And
a few times.
It literally shit everywhere in the ocean.
Ew.
And it
you're like,
so
do
yum.
They go in the ocean? Like, no. Are we talking like treading in the ocean?
They
or like,
brought us down.
We went in the ocean.
They brought us down like knees deep into the ocean and it starts, the one in front of me starts shitting and there's just literally
floating.
Poop everywhere floating while we're all trying to get our baddie Instagram posts. Like it's actually
I'm
comical. I was like, can we do this? Like, is that, and then I just never pictured horses in water before. Like
no.
It was a dumb experience, like thought of mine. I was just like, oh, but yeah, some of the things on brand trips are crazy.
Yeah, they
Brooke
really
and
are.
I just rode horses recently with Kenzie in Texas.
Oh
and that
my
was
God,
Brooke's
wait,
first
it
time.
So my first time.
Oh my God, one time I almost died.
Were you sore?
She was
yes.
Panning.
Oh yeah, like in my
inner
thigh.
Yeah.
Yes. You never feel a burn like that.
No.
Mm-hmm. We
New
were
muscles.
Sore for a few days. We're like, I don't have to work out. I'm sore.
Oh yeah. No, you worked out.
Exactly.
It is a workout.
No, it was a mental workout. I was scared.
That as well too. Yeah.
Brooke was like scared. I mean, I was scared too, but
they're just like such big animals. And you're like, I'm so small, and you could literally like
yours almost flew off that one time, right?
One time me and some friends went on like in Malibu, we did one of these like horse trails. And the first time we did, we were like, oh my God, this is beautiful. I love it. I'm going to take up horseback riding lessons. Yeah. Like I wanted to when I was a kid. I was like, oh my God, my newfound hobby. Also, I have like obsessive like hobbies that I get into. So I was like, clearly I'm a horse girly now.
Yeah.
So we went again like a few weeks later and I'm not kidding. We were literally in like a Malibu canyon on like a cliff area, right? And it like went down and like did like a hairpin turn and went back up. We're on the turn. His name was Frank. Oh,
Frank.
This horse did not like me for anything. and they're like, Frank's a little like, he just has a lot of, like, don't worry, he'll be fine. So I already had that like knowledge going into it, but he kept kind of just like randomly twitching, like more than like the other horses. And he'd be like, and I was like, what the hell? I was like, whoa, come on, Frank.
Yeah. Get it together, Frank.
We're on that cliff thing. I'm not kidding. I'm like, it's like, doo, doo, doo. I go, he just bucked me. Like, truly.
Like,
I was
front
were you
legs,
like,
back legs.
Both. He went front up, he went back kick. And I literally, the first thing in my head was like, squeeze your core, squeeze your core.
Yeah, what are you
literally,
supposed to do?
No, like, I could have died. Like, I'm not kidding. I was terrified. And everyone was like, oh my God, the instructor's freaking the fuck out, but trying not to make it look like she's freaking out. Because also, she was like 24. Like,
oh
it's not
God.
Like.
It's her summer job.
Also,
in between.
Literally.
Yeah. Fine.
So, and she was like, here, like, just stay calm. Like, why don't you get off here? And like, luckily I didn't fall, but she had me switch horses with her. And she was like, you can go
good.
On this one.
They
I'll
should not
Frank.
Be letting him ride.
No,
or people
I,
ride
if
him.
He ever, oh my God, if he is still there, I will write a review. Hell
no.
Frank needs to be on a fucking pasture with no people.
Okay. Yeah. Frank should live his
Frank's
best
retired
life.
Now.
Yeah. Frank, he better be retired. Oh my God. That was so scary. But yeah, so tangent. I want to know more. I want the scoop, the drama, the tea. I'm sure so many people ask you guys, obviously.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Like the New York influencer scene. This is the number one question. Everyone's like, so tell me what the drama is. The New York scene.
And the New York scene.
Yeah. And that's what we're asking.
Perfect.
Well, I feel like, I think one, New York is smaller in the sense, like, I think LA is so spread out. So I feel like you guys all do kind of go to the same events, but like when we go to events, it really is all the same, like 30 people.
Yeah, it feels like we all go to school together.
I mean, do you feel that way? Maybe it's the same here.
No, it genuinely feels like.
Yes, but also like, I just feel like there's so many New York influencers. Like that's crazy. That's the same over and over.
Yeah. No, and it's like,
do you think it's a location thing? Like if there's an event and like, I don't know, like, Soho or something. Yeah. Is it mostly just the people in that area that you feel
No.
That's what I mean. I feel like New York is just smaller. Like everyone walks over, takes it's like just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you guys got invited, I don't know geography, but something like 2 hours away, maybe you wouldn't go. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
I think it's also like crossover demographics of like our audience is probably somewhere like some of our friends that do TikTok. Yeah. And, you know, like I feel like it's very that demo versus like some of like the mom bloggers or something, like they're in a different, they might not be invited to the same events because it's very different.
That's true. That's
oh
true.
God, okay.
I was dying at your TikTok when you were walking on the street and I was laughing because all the comments were like, be careful, that looks sketchy. And I was like, she's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah.
Like, the way that I walked that drunk on the weekends, like I was, everyone's like, be careful.
Like, girl,
it's
be
so
safe.
Sketchy. Yeah. I was confused.
Like, I'm going to walk.
People don't walk here though.
It's
which
interesting.
Is true. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the
you
only
just don't
one
need to.
Yeah.
It's like 0.2 miles away. Like, I'm not going to take a car
there. I'll drive.
You would drive?
One, yes.
I would drive, probably.
Also, here, I remember, I think it was Nikki and Gabby. One time they were out here visiting and they're like, oh, hey, like, can you drive me to this place? Because I was like, they were visiting and I was like helping them around and stuff. So they were like, hey, like, it shouldn't take long. It should take 10 minutes. It's only like 2 miles away. And I was like, babe, that's an hour away. Like, we don't look at miles here because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You just look at time.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha. It's so true.
So,
so true. But yes, okay, back to the drama.
Yeah, what do we have for you?
Do you have a question?
Like, maybe,
who do you hate? No, I'm just kidding.
Who is the most fake person? I'm kidding.
First and last name.
You're like, oh, I did not know you're playing truth or drink.
Yeah. I will say, at least the gals stay pretty cordial with everyone.
I would say that too. We're pretty good. We're Switzerland.
We're Switzerland. Like, truly, I feel like everyone kind of, like everyone really respects us and loves us. Like, I want, because
oh, that was
them,
you just cast us up. So
no, I'm sorry, but it's true. Us. A lot of them are so nice. They're like,
they are,
we watched you on YouTube,
aww,
like before we even started TikTok. And it's really so kind. Like, I think, I really feel like they don't mess with us.
That's
I
good.
Really feel in a good way. That. Like, I feel like they're all so kind. They're always so supportive. And I learn a lot from them because a lot of them are more so TikTokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like
short form. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really inclusive with us. I've heard there's definitely like certain people that don't feel included by certain people.
This is how I feel, at least. I feel like it's easier to be just talk to anyone when you're not trying so hard to fit into a friend group. Cause I feel like a lot of the drama comes from when you're like really trying to make friends and people are excluding and then there's just mean girls and you're like, what the fuck? But like when you have someone, like you guys go to everything
really
together, like that's how I feel. And we're like, hey, and then we're like talking to strangers, like, hi, what's up? Versus like, oh my God, I don't know. It's so different.
It'd be very hard coming into it alone.
Oh like, my God, I feel so blessed. Yeah. Like I truly do, like, oh my God. Cause it's so intimate. The few things I've been to by myself, I'm like, how do people do this all the time? Like, it's so scary. One thing that we've noticed here in LA, so I'm curious if it's is with the wave of TikTokers is I felt like I recognized the cycle they were on because it felt like old YouTube of like, they get the following, the huge ego comes with it. They feel like they're unstoppable. And then the burnout comes really quick because then they're like, oh my God, how do I keep this up? And then they're just like freaking out. So I feel like in that sense, it was not fun. Oh my God.
Funny.
It was just like, it was just interesting to watch the same cycle happen, you know, and then you find out TikTokers are like, faking tears all the time for all their views and blah, blah, blah. They're not talking to their therapist.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I have some.
She's got a little sideline
in the burn. I didn't think that's never crossed my mind. No, I found out like a TikToker will put like Tiger Balm under their eyes for their crying videos. And I was like, this feels like fucking.
I did know that.
This feels like old YouTube. Like,
that's it.
I'm sorry. I did life hacks of like plugging your phone into an Apple and you could chart like just the fake like stuff. So it's like,
that's two different things though. That's like
that's like innocent
that's a bad
tip. But do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Just reminds me of like, and it reminds me why people just want like genuine, honest stuff, you know?
Do you find that at these events, there's like a group of people that are like in the corner just constantly shooting content? Like, I feel like we go, we shoot and then we're done. We enjoy.
And you have fun.
Yeah, we have a drink. People. We have a snack.
Yeah.
Talk to the brand people. Yeah. Talk to our friends. Make some friends.
Yeah.
But then there's just people. Picture, video. Can you take this? Can you do this? And
not enough. It's not enough.
It will never be enough.
No. It will never be enough.
It kind of reminds me, something that came to my mind was like, I remember like the era of like the lifestyle girlies from like the more of like our age people. Because I feel like you guys had like your little group and then we had like our group of like people similarly to our age. And I feel like when people found out like, oh, they're not all best friends.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like crazy drama.
I remember
but they're
that.
Like, there isn't drama. It's just like some people click more than others. Yeah. And I feel like when I joined a sorority, everyone's like, do you all get along? It's like, no, there's like 100 to 200 people. Like not everyone's going to, so there's not bad blood.
No, exactly.
I mean, sometimes there is, but sometimes it's just like people don't super click like a similar, like a soccer team or something. Mm-hmm. We'd always talk about
yes,
these people
want to
be best friends. It's like, no, we're just like teammates or
coworker. In a weird way. Yeah. I always think that's so funny. Cause I feel like I always had a lot of people being like, oh my God, you're not close to this person or like all just this stupid drama. And granted, this was a while ago. So now when I see it with these new TikTokers, like I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad I were past that. Yeah. Like we don't like, it's so nice to be like, oh, I remember that. Like,
remember that feeling.
I used to be super competitive. Mm-hmm. I used to be, you know, like all these things, which like obviously was just me being insecure with myself. But like, it's just interesting watching it for a new generation of content creators and stuff. So it makes sense why they respect the shit out of you guys.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said that too much. But like, they'll say it to us. Every time we see them, like, I was watching your vlog today. I'm like, wow, thank you. Because sometimes maybe you guys feel this way too. I start to compare myself. Oh, should I be doing way more short form than long form? Mm-hmm. And but then you're like, no, they're here. They're riding for us. And the podcast, the YouTube, they love us. But then when like they say that, I'm like the TikTokers, they're like, I get excited.
Like,
I don't even know how you could do that. I don't know how you could talk for an hour long, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I think it's gotta give ourselves a pat on the back.
But I do think that like what you're saying is right, that they are living the life that we kind of lived in the beginning of starting social media, like trying to figure out their friends.
The trends and
people
friends.
Will say, I've noticed like, oh, are you not friends with this person anymore? Like to them or even to us with like these people. And it's like, we're all just trying to figure it out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You might hang out with someone once, twice, get dinner with them and then
shoot some content.
Yeah, shoot some, of course, plenty of content. They're not going to be your best friend, but like, they're like see them once a year.
Yeah,
it's really a coworker thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But it takes like hanging out with people to figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to kind of spend time with them. And
like your freshman year of school, you start off with such different friends than you end with.
Oh, right? Sure.
Like, that's how I feel about New York. Like I always say I'm in my junior year of New York right now. Like,
oh, Brooks, I love that.
Maybe your senior?
I'm in my super senior.
Super senior. Brooks doing a fifth year.
Oh my. So went by so fast.
We love New York. Right. We're not leaving anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, love it.
We always like, it's so fun to talk about. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to stay forever. Like, Brooke will probably be there longer than me if I had to guess.
I don't want
to
have, like, her family lives there. Stuff. I don't know how I feel about, like, they don't live in the city, but I don't know how
about
it.
Yeah,
in the state of. Like, people who have kids in the city, it distresses me. The kids are running into the road. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Your kids,
I think, like, they probably had to be, like, 6 and 8 living in my complex in downtown LA.
Wow.
And they, like, I lived there for, like, 4 years, and I feel like I watched them grow up, but it was just crazy to me to, like, live in an apartment with these kids and like see them. I don't know where they went to school, obviously, but just like it was like to live in a, like a high rise. I just thought it was so interesting.
Like they're in the elevator. Like they go in an elevator every day to go to school.
Using their phone.
Cool.
Like,
so true.
They have a relationship with the doorman. They're like, hey, John.
Yeah.
Literally,
like
8 years old.
Any packages today?
Yeah.
It's so true.
No, literally, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I
know.
You guys, I cannot believe I am saying this. My birthday is this week. I don't know where the time went. I feel like I just turned 30. Suddenly, I'm turning 31. I'm closer to 31 than I am 30, which is insane to me. If you guys followed me last year, we did a really fun vacation, super tropical, me and my closest friends. We went all out for my 30th birthday, and I want to do the complete opposite this year. I don't know why. I feel like staying small, having a small gathering to celebrate, nothing too crazy, maybe even just dinner with my family, a couple friends, but who knows, maybe we'll still go out or something. I don't know. We're still brainstorming, but honestly, that's the vibe I want. I just want to be super chill. And no matter what we're doing, I know for sure that we will have a few of Truly's new party packs on hand. Truly believes life can be way more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. Like expectations for a birthday party, you know, I could just be chilling out back with my dog on my birthday. And that's good enough. That's fine. Honestly, sounds amazing. And that's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. I know we only have a few days, but if you have any ideas for me for my birthday, of fun things you think me and my friends would love to do, or me and my family would love to do, feel free to send me a DM, you know, or comment, whatever the case is. Would love your thoughts. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I'm currently in the era of my life where everybody is getting married. I'm going to engagement parties. I'm going to weddings. I'm going to bridal showers. I'm doing all the fun things and I'm loving it so, so much. But I need so many different outfits and dresses for all these occasions. And you guys know I love Revolve so, so much. They come in clutch for literally any occasion in my life, whether it's me being in my bridal era or all my friends getting engaged and getting married or date night from like festivals and concerts. You guys know Revolve is my go-to for all things Coachella always or any festival that I'm going to. If you're going on vacation, they've got you covered from, you know, going to Aspen to going to Mammoth to going to New York, wherever you might be going, they have the cutest outfits for all sorts of climates, cutest shoes, cutest accessories. They just have you covered on all fronts. As we know, it is getting warmer outside. It's turning into spring, which will be turning into summer, which I am so excited for. I can't wait to break out all of the cute, like little sundresses, little denim shorts, all the cute tops, just all the warm weather outfits. Also like cute athleisure to wear to summer workouts. It's always so fun and driving with the windows down, the sun shining on my face, the wind blowing through my hair. I just love it so, so much. Again, Revolve just has the cutest stuff. From last minute trips to event dressing to seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and hassle-free returns all on them. So go to revolve.com/prettybasic today to shop my top picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the festival edit while you're there. It just dropped and it's too good. That's revolve.com/prettybasic.
It's so funny because Danielle, I'm pointing to if you're not watching the YouTube, which you should because we also have a YouTube.
Yeah.
I remember being like, you give me so much more LA vibes than New York. But then once you moved, it made sense to me. Like, I was just like, I see you in LA. Like, I don't see you in New York for some reason.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm in New York, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
It makes so much sense.
It does make sense. Like,
because I was from Florida, maybe you're like palm trees. I do love the beach. That's the, you know, I go to the Hamptons. I go to Florida. Really.
And I mean this in the best way. Like, you're so nice. Not that you're not Brooke.
No, Brooke's up front.
No. It's the Aries in you. I could see you not putting up with shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Danielle's like sweet and like more, I feel like, yes, not sugarcoat, but you're like, oh, no worries. I'm like, no, I have worries.
Yes. Exactly.
Which, no worries if not.
Wait, did you watch the SNL where it's the people pleaser one?
Yes. Oh, people pleasers anonymous.
We keep talking about it because it's so us. Like, but no worries.
But like,
guys.
No worries if you want to or not. Like oh yeah, whatever you want to do.
That's so fucking funny.
It's so true though. It's so real.
It's so real.
I remember because you were like you were in between, right? Deciding where you wanted to go and you were considering LA?
Maybe at some point in life, but then junior, senior year of college, I knew I'd go New York.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
okay.
I like have always loved New York, but there was a point in time, which maybe you guys were thinking like when I would visit LA a lot and my parents were scared that they were going to lose me to the West Coast because we all live on the East Coast. But I visited New York and I was like, I just love it matches my anxiety. Yeah, it just matches.
The energy.
So it like
also like you
out.
Have Brooke and also Delaney went, also Ryan.
Yes.
Like, I love that everyone
squad.
Like, went with you.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Danielle's convincing everyone. She gets a new friend every year, like a friend from another part of life.
Yeah, I'm like, she's here now.
She got her high school best friend. She got them all.
I did. You're right.
Lucky you.
Lucky, I know.
But easy sell too.
That's the thing. I feel so like nice. Obviously people say this about New York, but they say it about LA too, where they hate the city. And I'm like, you just hate the people you're with. Like, that's a prime example of like, you could come to LA and hate it, but like all your people are in New York. So it's like, obviously.
And I have family there. Like, I just love like Broadway. I love theater.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's right.
Like,
you're in theater.
There's so much to do in New York. I guess is in LA as well. But like,
we want to go to the comedy store while we're here.
I've never been to a comedy show.
Like the Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Same vibes, different, but I think they're on the same street.
I forgot you love a comedy show.
I love
it. I want to go tomorrow.
You would love it. Have you ever seen stand-up comedy ever?
No.
I don't like stand-up comedy.
You don't like it?
No, and I have like a lot of friends who are stand-up comics.
Well, wait, but have you seen like
I'm sure your friends are great.
No, he like owns a company.
Oh, okay.
But I just like, I get really sad for them if people don't laugh at their joke.
Well, then you just laugh. You go, Yeah, well, that's what you do.
You're people pleaser.
It's
so.
Really yeah. sad.
You don't have to laugh.
You haven't been in the Comedy Cellar, I'm telling you.
No, I would like.
But I'm assuming the Comedy Store and Laugh Factory are similar. Like, those are like the. At Comedy Cellar, they lock up your phones so they can say whatever they want. And they do.
Oh.
And they do.
They do. And you're like, can I laugh at that?
Have you been a part of the crowd work?
Are you
Yeah.
I opt to sit in the front.
You want to be a part of it? That's my worst nightmare.
We'll be in the back.
Getting pulled
up
on a stage, like at a Magic Mike show, like I'd rather die than like get pulled up for a show. Like of some sort, yes.
Just Magic Mike especially.
Just
I
like a Magic Mike or like a comedy. Like I just don't want to be up there at all.
We went to a place actually. We were on like some trip. What trip was that? It was like through, not with our sorority, but we were like, it was like a school trip. We went to like a Magic Mike show. I stood far back. I was like, I don't want to be pulled up. I don't want to be involved. But like some girls were like,
she's talking about me.
Some girls, pre-boyfriend.
It was pre-boyfriend. It was in New Orleans. Oasis, best night of my life.
Oasis. It was really like Magic Mike. Yeah.
And they were cute. Like, it was so fun.
Would you go up on stage or would you hate it?
It depends how, I think I would hate it, but it depends how drunk I am.
I feel that. Sure. I do feel that.
They didn't like bring us on stage. They'd more so like, they'd be on stage
come to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's less.
But I don't know. Maybe this one you're talking. I know there's like Magic Mike shows.
Like in Vegas.
Yeah,
like,
and Miami
like
too, I think.
The proposal, like that situation. Oh, yes. Like, that's my worst. I'm just letting you know for The Bachelorette. That's my worst.
Just letting you know.
Noted. Please.
On camera.
Good. Thank
You're
you.
You're putting it out there.
Yes. I haven't seen you since you've been engaged. Oh my
God. I know.
God.
It's been so long.
Oh my gosh.
Congrats in person.
Seriously.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Why am I like geeking? This is so crazy.
Danielle's like, we're within a real live engagement.
Yeah, we're with a bride.
A bride.
My hands are so sweaty. I'm so sorry. I'm gripping this microphone.
Do you feel it has become your entire personality?
No.
I don't feel that way either for you.
I think you have that. That's why I'm just talking about it now.
I completely agree. I just always wonder like if you feel like it
sometimes I think it does for people. I think I got so roasted in the beginning of getting engaged that I get scared to talk about it now.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's like, we got into a big fight about it. Like, real but not real, because she knew I was getting engaged, but she played it cool, but played it too cool to the point where I thought she didn't care.
Oh.
And so it became this big thing and it was hilarious.
I was like, give me 3 more days, Remy. Just give
me take the L. Like,
yeah,
it's okay.
I'm just going to like,
I was like expecting a paragraph being like, I just don't feel supported by you. And I was like, it's like true. Like, I get it.
Like, I'm backing off so hard. Well, you didn't want to give anything away.
But it was public. It was on an episode of PB that like, I was like, I'd love to talk about the engagement. She was like, we're so different, Remy. Like, that's what she answered.
So this was before you got engaged?
Yeah, it was like the weekend before. It was honestly, we laugh now. Well, the kids will laugh one day.
Now it's an inside joke on also Pretty Basic.
Yeah.
We'll constantly randomly be like, we're so different. And it's funny. And like, I love seeing the comments being like, LOL, Remy we're telling so Alicia we're different. So different.
It's so
I
good.
I love that. So all to say, really no, it's not cute. Maybe once I like actually start planning the wedding, it'll be my whole personality.
We're not planning.
Not started yet. But like, maybe. But also maybe not.
I really don't feel that way for you.
I mean, but you gotta
get
the brand deals.
I feel like I would
lean into the bridal content.
Yeah, that's true.
the gown.
I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is true. Someone said that there are like, you know, there's like wedding rates for like hair and makeup. I heard there's wedding rates as an influencer.
That's what I.
Yes.
This true?
To like be their person to like get the. Wait.
Oh, no, not like to shoot behind the scenes. Like you are an influencer, but you're like doing like, you know, Remy does like a try on wedding dresses with me and like the wedding dress comes like. Because it's a wedding related content because she's
they up the rate.
Yes, like wedding rates.
Oh wait.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Well, like you would get paid.
No, sorry. You get paid more. Yes, because it's your wedding season of life. It's your wedding rates.
And hopefully once.
Oh,
like
whoa.
The same way that a venue, if it was a birthday versus a wedding, can charge so much more.
No, I think they mean like, you know how you have an X amount of rate for like
a brand
for you to post on Instagram? Yeah. Like because you're in your bridal era, they'll like give you more.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like, like how a venue can charge more simply because
exactly.
it's a wedding.
Oh, exactly.
And same thing as like,
and
hair
makeup
on.
Artists, it's like, it could be the same service essentially, but it's like you're a bride. So like they're going to charge more.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I mean,
okay. I'm open.
You're like,
to
I'm not mad.
Yeah. That sounds nice. I do
it
have a wedding
sense,
I have to
though,
pay for.
Because like, think about it. If I took a recommendation from an influencer who promoted something wedding related and hated it, like the stakes are so much higher
also
versus
true.
Like, okay, a lipstick I bought. You know what I mean? Like,
that's scary.
Like if I went, I don't know. And then it's so expensive. Like if I, oh my God, that would be scary.
Also keep that in mind.
Thoughts on a sponsored wedding.
In what way?
We just talk like, about this sometimes, actually.
There have been influencers that have like sponsored booths or sponsored situations at weddings. Yeah. Thoughts?
See, it's easy to be like, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But then you get married and they're like, we'd love to pay for all the tables and chairs, you know, yeah. maybe.
Or like the photo booth sponsored by Celsius.
You're like, thank you, sponsored by Celsius.
I think it can be done tastefully. I think if it's like a brand you love.
There's a fine line though. I feel that way too. I'm trying to really not, I don't think I'm going to do anything sponsored. I don't think I will.
Maybe like I don't think for I will. Your bachelorette, if brands want to help gift for
bachelorette, boxes. Bridal shower, anything that's not the wedding yeah. I'm
even,
open to.
Even like an after party, like there's the reception obviously, but then like, or the reception or after party, like something about it or even the bar, like.
The tart after party.
Obviously.
Like, oh, wait, what about flying to Bora Bora? Yeah.
Surprise, look under your seat.
I love a look under.
We're getting on a ride. Like, Maureen's here.
No, I was just thinking of Maureen.
Maureen busts through. Like,
the, like congratulations,
like,
Remy.
Those breakaway, remember like in high school, those like big paper things.
Yeah, they rip through.
That would be pretty, I think everyone would be okay with that sponsorship.
I think so too, Maureen.
But
hit me.
If I was there, I'd love it. If I was watching, I'd be like, this is the most tackiest shit I've ever seen.
So it's right. not happening. It's even if the opportunity was presented, I'd have to politely decline.
Yeah, unless you got like, see, even like we go to a lot of events and I respect it, we'll have like a liquor sponsorship, but then like if it's tequila, I'm a vodka drinker, then they don't have vodka, yeah. and then I get sad.
I understand.
So you have to make sure you cover all the bases.
I understand.
I've but been you could
like,
do that.
Like I've had Red Bull work with me for parties, or like where they'll like sponsor the bar and like the Red Chasers Bull. Obviously, we all need like a vodka Red Bull or something throughout the night. So like that has been happening. But
yeah, it's both options.
I don't think at a wedding though.
Yeah,
unless the opportunity arises.
I'm just kidding.
It's easy to say.
That's a no.
People do sponsored rings and stuff too, though. That's a bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're just talking
about. Yeah.
I said yes, but like, and with
sorry,
Tasha,
I, you said that. I looked at your.
No, I was like, wait,
what? Why are we talking about
that's like
that?
What they make the like?
Yeah, thoughts on that.
I get it. That's expensive too. Yeah. So like.
But Brooke just alerted me of prices. I don't know anything about wedding rings. Didn't know the prices could go so high.
Oh, for sure.
Because we talked about like one person we know, and she was like, that's a big ring. How much is it? And I was like, I looked it up. Don't you worry. I did my research. So, and yeah.
It's crazy.
I was like, I think close to six figures. I mean, it's enormous, but like, yeah. So I was like, wow, okay.
I mean, good for them. I just would be scared of losing it or getting it stolen. And then it's just that or too. Lost even. Like,
you get insurance, right?
Yeah. But like, I don't know how that works actually. Like if you were to lose it, I don't know how that, I don't know. I don't want to test the limits with that one, but you can get insurance. I remember when, I think it also has to do with the partner with the sponsored ring, because I wasn't against it, but cause also like Cal was going to get the ring. So I was like, hey Cal, is this something you want to talk about? He was like, I don't want to do that. I was like, okay, good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, love that.
Conversation
actually.
Closed. But like a lot of people do it. And I do think it can be tasteful for sure.
I know people who did sponsored wedding bands. And I was like, oh, I really like that.
That's cute. That's
also, it's something that like no one thinks about. Like, or at least someone who's not in the wedding world. I'm like, damn, you have to pay for another, like, how much for
a
wedding ring?
Well, that's the thing too. Because when you're getting the bands, you're already, that's at the time of the wedding. And at that point, I'm sure you're just like, everything is so expensive.
Like, also, God. I mean, the wedding industry itself is so, so I'm like, get your free shit. As long as there's real love there. That's all I care about.
You know what I'm hearing too? Maybe you do this, Remy. Or someone we know did this. She bought like a fake ring on Amazon for like when she travels.
Oh, I have that. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a normal thing.
So normal. Or even if I had to get like it resized, it felt weird to not wear it. So I had
show
I have a
you're
fake,
engaged.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you do like the gym thing? Like, you know, some people have like a little gym band.
I put that on top. Yes. And
really?
Then I heard that like people can die.
What?
Some comments were saying like that there have been like health issues with people wearing it like at the gym. If it's
I
like,
wear all my rings
happens.
At the gym, it's so bad.
Oh, my God. I stopped wearing the band. I just take it off now. But you can do it. There is I got like a little like a silicone cover for her.
Oh,
I love it.
This is too much work. Like I feel like I would be like, too late. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I know.
It's a whole thing. Okay. Pivot in conversation.
Pivot.
Because I truly am just curious. And I wondered this a long time, and this is a good thing to bring up. How do you guys deal with, this is such a deep question now. Like, how do you guys, obviously you guys are best friends outside the podcast.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of times when we have people on or people outside are like, oh my God, you guys are like actually best friends. And I know you guys are actually best
friends.
We
have that same thing.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
But also, I mean, both of us were friends before starting the podcast. Right. So I'm curious. I just want to know your guys' POV.
I'm like, and you've been doing it for 6+ years now. So I'm sure at some point you guys have had a kerfuffle or a tiff or some sort of like friendship bump, obviously, outside. Or maybe not.
Well, we've had-
I know, their faces, just us.
Well, not really like a fight. We've definitely had like challenges, I think personally and like professionally. Like we've had bumps in the road.
Yeah, where it's like one of us.
We've each had times in our life where we're like going through something.
Yeah, so
like
one of us has to
more
pull,
so
yeah.
we pull each other.
The leg a little more.
So, I guess business challenges in that way.
I was
going
to say like- hypothetically, like, let's say you both disagree about a guest that you're having or disagree about likes. Like,
how do you deal
with that stuff?
We really just try to find a compromise. It's kind of like, oh, I really don't like her. I'm like, oh, okay. Or like vice versa.
Yeah, we know what's important enough. We each have our things that it's like, okay, I really think we should do this. And like, you're like, okay, I see you're pushing for this. You know, mm-hmm. we kind of like read tones.
Yeah, I actually don't really care that much. It's just trying to read each other.
It depends how important it is. I feel like most things we can really.
Yeah, or like even topics for the podcast will be like literally yesterday we're in the car and Brooke was like, I'll find that boring. And she's like, well, I find this boring. I'm like, oh, okay, then we'll just nix both of those, you know? Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it's definitely interesting, but I feel like you have to be upfront about it because if you don't, then you're just going to be so upset. I'm sure you guys know that too. But no, we don't particularly.
Major fights, though, or anything. People always ask this, like, there's never been a period where we're like not talking or like not.
Yeah, no.
Like, no, we've never like.
No, sometimes even, there's like miscommunication, like, oh, I wish you told me that. Beforehand or
of course
whatever.
Like naturally
majority of ours
the
one time we haven't talked was during the proposal weekend.
Only time we've ever like not talked
I was gonna bother you on your
also,
fucking proposal
weekend. It was literally 2 days. It wasn't a long time.
Like definitely I feel like when we started the podcast, I remember even when we signed the initial contract, there was like a clause of like, well, if you guys stop being friends, what's gonna happen? And we're like, that would never happen. And obviously mm-hmm. it hasn't, but it was like a valid thing to bring up because starting a business with someone, like especially your best friend,
it would be a call.
Even living with someone, like this is harder than living with your friend, I really think. Cause at least there's like a lease to it. You're like, okay, well, what can we be done here? Like it's been so rewarding, but also brought on a lot of challenges that I didn't anticipate at all.
I feel like it's helped me so much with communication.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like the little things that you don't care about. It's like, well, I should bring that up because even though it's not a big deal, it's like, maybe I hate that plant there. And she's like, no, I love it. My love fern. Yeah, I know. Or like, you know, but it's still important to bring up the little things because then obviously there's resentment when the big things come up.
Yeah.
You're so right. That's a good message for us. We're like, thanks for telling us that.
No, I mean, this is deep, but like, because I always think about like my parents got divorced. Mainly one of the reasons was because my mom wasn't like voicing how she felt.
Wow.
And so she always tells me that. So even like in my relationship, I'm always like, I know this is like a little thing, but it bothered me and I need to tell you because I don't want to be upset one day. You know what I mean?
Wait, I love
Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So
she's
a good
so
tip.
Cute. That's a really good tip. Yeah.
I think it helps like working together and like having communication, like challenges and stuff. Like I think it's really cool that we get to do that because we work independently, you know, like you work for yourself. Like these are just things that, when you work for yourself, you're like, I'm my own boss. I get to decide. So it's a whole different way of like looking at a business.
Yeah, your mom always says
life skills in general. Mm-hmm. What is my
big business, big problems. Oh, like if we're like dealing with something, she's like, hey, big business.
Love both your moms. I feel like they're such iconic. Great inspirations to
it's
everybody.
So fun.
Yeah. And to have them as mothers must be amazing.
At the live shows, people are like, where are your moms? I'm like, okay.
They're stars. They have star power.
They literally prepare before they go out into the audience, like, because we're backstage, you know? They'll be like, okay, I'm going to go out there now. Like, it's
and
a
they
whole
go
thing.
Out together. They like open the curtain. Yeah. They both walk out.
We're here. And they literally have meet and greet lines.
For sure.
It's fun.
Sweet.
No, they love it. It's really special. They're very supportive. We're very lucky. And I feel like whenever I ask my mom for advice and then she doesn't know what to give me, I'm like, now I'm really deep. Yeah.
This must be a big problem.
Like, now I'm really deep in the big business.
Okay. Any other tips for, I mean, I guess like starting a business with your best friend is not super common, but it's not uncommon.
I think now, especially with podcasts. I mean, so many people are like, let's do a podcast. Like we have crazy stories, but obviously like as crazy as that contract clause was, like obviously like half the call her daddy drama was because of like who owns this and da-da. Like, and so ours was like, I don't even know what our clause is.
I've never read it again because I didn't want to.
Because I knew it wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just weird.
The caller daddy stuff, did that bring... I remember people were starting to comment on our stuff. Like, oh, you know, is Brooke going to leave? Is Danielle going to leave? Like all of a sudden they were just like deciding to put it on us. Like I think that they started looking at all podcast duos.
Especially female podcast duos. And being like, well, clearly it can't work.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think we ever got that.
I don't think I ever saw that either.
Maybe I didn't.
These two.
He's probably the New York thing.
Yeah. You're next.
Yep. That's totally what it is.
They're trying to cast like a spell.
You guys were, like you said, you guys were like friends for a long time before we started the podcast. Same for us.
Yeah.
I feel like when you make these fast friends, when you move to a new city or like in a new job, you're like, oh my God, we literally do everything together 24 hours. And then you decide to start a podcast and then you realize, oh, we actually have a lot more differences than we thought.
For
sure. Relationships. So
you got to wait it out. And we also have, similar to you guys, like we have our separate businesses, right? Like, so it's
you have your own
identity still separate from the duo.
For sure.
Which helps a lot. I think just the way that it's structured is very healthy between us. And we did talk, and I feel like we always do refresh each other, like similar goals, because we want to make sure, like, you know, we did live shows. We did a tour.
I was going to say, we've done a lot of live shows. Obviously they're killing and you guys are loving it. So like that's obviously still continuing as a go.
We love it. Totally. We're both like theater girls at heart. So we're like,
totally. And we'll check in with each other, like frequency of the shows and stuff. Like, I feel like that's something that we're like, we have to align on.
Like, I can't do it this summer, or like, you know.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, this is like a lot of shows. Yeah. Let's like do a little less, like for the mental load of it or whatever it is. And checking in, like, the scaling of like the business. And because when we started, I feel like we're like, let's just see where this goes. So we kind of need to
Same with YouTube and stuff. I feel like that's the best way to do it, because then you don't have expectations.
The authentic way to do it too.
Yeah, I feel so blessed that that's how we all started. Yeah. Like the fact that it was just stumbling into everything. Like even the pod, it was like, oh, like, yeah, like, wait, sure, I really like this. Versus like going in with the like, we're gonna make a career out of this, and we're gonna make money, and we're gonna like that. That would be extremely stressful. Even just the stress of like, I'm doing this to pay my rent. Like, what if it fails?
Too much pressure.
Totally.
Sorry. Yeah. I was like, that probably came out wrong.
No.
But do you know what I mean?
No, like I have things, bills to pay. Like if you go in with that mindset.
Versus
like,
as a hobby first. Like I feel like it truly, like remembering why you're doing it. Yeah. Because you like love connecting with people you know.
Yeah. I would say like a lot of our conflict that we've had, I mean, 99% of it comes from the business, because it's not agreeing on certain things. But I think we have like navigated everything very well. And I always say that I feel like this is the healthiest relationship that I have, because we have to talk about things.
Yeah.
Like there's no point. Or there's no point. We have no choice.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it, because something has to be done, because we have to produce a weekly episode and we can't put things off. And I feel like it's been like, I've never had to communicate this much with any other friendship that I've had, but
so true.
But it's like, nice because it feels like
this, it's good.
Yeah. It's like not only our friendships on the line, but like also like this thing that we've built. And it's like clearly like if we get in a fight, we're not going to have like it's just a disagreement that we need to talk through. And also I feel like I'm making it sound like we fight all the time. We honestly don't.
We really don't.
Yeah.
We
really
that's
don't.
What we're talking about. We're talking about that specifically.
Yeah. But I love that we can talk about it, because that means we're in a good spot. Like anytime I feel like anytime we bring up like conflicts or things that we've had, people are like, oh no. And I'm like, no, if I'm talking about it.
No, you guys
that
just
means
fully brought
we're good.
Totally.
But yeah, the communication of everything,
that it's a healthy, we actually, one thing that I don't know how you guys handle, like the, because we truly are best friends. I mean, we'll be like awake. We're staying in the same hotel room. Like I don't do that with anybody else.
My manager this morning, I got back. She was like, you and Brooke are in the same room.
Yeah.
You guys do literally everything together.
We'll be up like talking like at night, and then like switch into business mode. Like there's no like, okay, now can we talk about business? Like it just, the conversations just mesh into each
it
other.
It goes
like,
I'll in
be
and
like,
out.
Oh, my boyfriend did this annoying thing. Anyways, so like next week's episode.
Yeah. 1,000%. No, we're the
but
exact
it works.
Same.
Yeah. It works.
It like, I feel like it for some people it'll work and some people it won't, because you need like that boundary.
Yeah.
But also like, I think for people like us who have done this for so long, who also have so many things going on, like you kind of have to just ebb and flow and like go ahead, like let it happen.
And I will say that one of the bigger things that's helped us too was really early on, we learned that just because we're recording together doesn't mean we're hanging out as friends. Like even though we physically see each other a lot, like we'll still have to every now and then be like, hey, like, can we just have a bestie day? Just us. Like,
oh, that's sweet. We should do that.
Even if
well,
it's
that's
like,
why we got coffee the other day. Remember? I was like, because I felt the same way, because we had been away from each other for a while, like out of town. And I was like, Brooke, let's get coffee before we record so we can actually
like
connect.
I miss you.
Catch up. Yeah. And it's important.
Oh, you're so intimate like that. And I was like, we need connection time.
Do you remember?
No, I do.
We need 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You're like, we haven't been connecting.
But no, I think I was thinking, I think that way too. Because it's like, just because you're together and going to events doesn't mean, because you also need stories to tell on the podcast of like funny things, not just, oh, when we were at the studio and you know, like,
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I think that's been one of the biggest things.
Bestie day.
We love it.
Cute.
Even if it's just going to Target and not vlogging. Like, because even when you're like, oh, I don't know. It's been a whole other thing.
How do you guys, as like OG vloggers, how do you find that, especially like being OG vloggers, podcast, short form, relationships, family stuff? How do you find the boundary of like what to show and what to not show?
I feel like we talk about this a good amount of like, I feel like I have stopped sharing as much of like family, like personal stuff. I don't put my relationship online, and I feel like that's why it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
good.
You know, that's like my opinion with it. But at the same time, like different I was gonna say different strokes for different
folks. I was thinking that. It's true.
Yeah, that's like it works. Like you have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
But I actually struggle with like what content lives where, like that. So almost like more so in my brain, like where I'm at. I feel like I have like my boundaries in check, but it's more so like, okay, I'm filming a haul. Like now, where am I putting it? Like should
that's
I?
That's what we want to talk about on you on our podcast with you. We have questions.
Okay.
We need that big sis advice.
Okay, then we'll save it for that episode.
We want to talk.
Yeah.
But we already said it's a swap, so they know.
Oh. Oh my God, amazing.
They're aware.
Yes, love it. As we grow up though, I feel like we're dealing with like the boundary stuff more. Like as we make new friends, because like, you know, when we had our college friends and whatnot, like they were kind of in our content, but now it's like you make a new friend, like do you put them in your vlog immediately? Yeah. Like kind of how,
also, how does that go? It's, we were just talking about this too. Like you forget how like some people don't want that. Like, and even though it's like, even though they say yes, like you have to be able to read and be like, no, no, like I'm like, I know what can come with this. And like, if you're someone who doesn't want to read comments, like just like know that like, I want to protect you from like, you know, what the social media world can be and vice versa. If like, you know, or if you meet a friend and you end up like they're a horrible person or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like you also want to protect your viewers from like, so it's hard. But it's then you don't want to seem like you're stuck up and you're like, oh, I'm not posting you, because then some people are like, what? Like, it's just,
people are weird about that too. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, she like won't eat. Like I heard from a friend, like through a friend, that my friend was upset that I wasn't tagging her. Like not, she doesn't want followers. She just felt that like I wasn't proud. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like, but, no, but, like, but I was protecting her.
Yes.
She literally is private. I was like, who cares? But you know, some people like, they just want to feel recognized, but then other people don't want to, like, it's confusing.
It's so, it's different. It's different for every single person.
Yeah,
of course.
I feel that way. Cause I show Cal a good amount, but we don't, like, I'll never have a family channel. Like, we will not be having, like, a Remy and Cal experience.
Cal kids.
The Remy and Cal experience, exactly. So I'm like, I show him here and there, but as soon as if I were to get a bad comment, if I got, like, one bad comment, I'd block them. I'd be upset. Yeah. But, like, if there was
an influx.
Influx. Like, sorry, he's never coming on camera again because, like,
you lost your privileges.
He didn't ask for that. And, like, that would break my heart. I know he'd be like, it's fine, whatever. I'm like, no, I put you in this situation. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask to be here. And then these people are being mean to you and you're, like, you're so nice. Like, that's not going to happen.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah. So I think that it's, like, it's definitely touchy with every single person for sure.
Yeah,
it's different.
I struggle with that too because, like, I'm like, hey, like, this is Ryan. And even, and he's so chill about it, but sometimes he'll be like, oh, camera. I'm like, oh, right, you're not used to this.
Yeah.
But we're also not, we don't live together. I mean, that'll be its own journey one day, but like, we're not together all the time. So when he isn't it, I feel like it's not that much.
Yeah. I would say, honestly, from my avid vlog viewer, from your POV, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you
think? No, I think they're in it just the, like, because it's still your channels. That's the thing I hate is when like people start dating someone and then now it's suddenly like, their thing, especially when it's usually the guy. I'm not saying it's always the guy, but it's usually the guy who's like trying to take over the channel. And I'm like, ew, I want to unsubscribe. Like
when they start picking up the camera and like showing them.
Yeah. When they're looking at themselves in the viewfinder, I'm like, stop, stop.
No, it's so bad. I will say the couple's content always does amazing. And you're tempted to lean in, but
that's
you
the struggle of it all. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't even imagine
the family vloggers. We talk about them a lot.
Like, I don't follow any.
Do you have like,
I don't either.
The ethics of like showing kids, that's another like deep level.
We talk about that a lot. Oh, yeah.
What's your opinion? It's mixed. Like, I know.
I think it's hard because you don't know until you have the kid.
I don't have an opinion. I have an opinion of other people, but I can't sit here and judge because I'm not a mom myself.
I know. Yeah. Also, there's a difference between like, the people exploiting their kids versus just like showing a photo of them. Like it's, I think it's truly individual, honestly.
I was like, expect me packing my diaper bag, but don't expect me like taking my kid to the park and filming that whole,
that's
like
a good way to put it.
You know,
that'd
like,
be fun.
It could involve.
Expect this.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and my content will change because my life is going to change, but it's not going to be my baby's channel.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it would be fucking hilarious to have like a, have a GoPro from your kid's perspective.
Oh my God.
Of me packing
like
the bag?
A day in the life of my newborn.
And I kind of love that.
But like.
That's so Alicia Marie
coded. It's just a doll. But like, it's a GoPro.
Putting the GoPro like on the stroller bassinet so it can just like film you
and
this way.
Like,
I kind of love that.
Because they're not in it.
They're not in it.
There's a workaround.
They don't even have to be there, but that'd be funny.
That's a workaround.
I feel like that could be like soothing ASMR, like POV, you're my kid. And it's like, hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are we feeling carrots?
Oh, wait, I actually like that. I think you should do that one.
That's funny.
Do it from like one of your dogs.
Oh,
Sit down. Don't fight. Don't attack each other.
Oh yeah, literally.
So funny.
No anyways, bleeding.
Tangent.
There's like those tiny cameras now. Have you seen these like Insta 360 or whatever?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'm intrigued by them. They're so small.
It's crazy.
It's just like a little like a, oh, what were those candies? where you dip, fun dip. It's like a fun dip.
Stick. It's literally the stick. It is.
It's so small. I feel like I could have used that when I was nervous about vlogging in public. Like those little cameras.
Yeah,
me as well.
Would be nice. I still could use that today. Honestly.
I still could. Yeah. Who am I kidding?
I still get a little nervous. But, okay,
that's another thing that I like. Everybody vlogs.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Erewhon. I'm like, I'm in a sea of vlog. Everybody's got their phone out on camera mode. Yeah, I'm like,
that's true.
I'm not alone. Like,
in New York, is it less normal to vlog?
A little less.
Okay.
No one really, like, but you walk down the street doing it. It's not like everybody's like, what?
Like,
you
people know what it is now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we were in Beverly Hills Erewhon, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Everyone, especially Erewhon, you're going to Erewhon to get the video because you're paying $30 for a smoothie.
Like, I'm going
to
make my money's worth.
You're going to get a video for sure. Yeah. You got to document it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Got to decide what soup you're going to get. Like, all
exactly. It's true.
There's so many, just a row.
Comment down below.
What soup did you get?
So since we have fellow best friends on the pod, we figured that we would ask you some questions, some best friend related questions, just to stir up the conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one.
Managing friendships where they all dislike my current boyfriend. Oof. What do we do about that?
I feel like there's got to be some red flag if he like it maybe that's just me saying that. Like, what? Because I feel like in situations where I've been in, where it's like everybody just, it's like they
there's
like
a reason.
Him for a reason. It's not typically because like we don't want to see you be happy or whatever it is. And I feel like friends typically don't speak up unless there's like it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
you're pretty vocal friends.
That's so true.
That is.
Oh, that's tough because
Well, we know
a situation, and
it wasn't accurate.
And I actually liked him, so it was. Like, we were like, wait, actually, he's great.
Oh.
So
you liked him, but everyone else didn't like him?
It was, like, a certain group of people.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we had to, like, support the friend.
How did it play out?
It.
Yeah.
It's all fine now.
That's hard.
They're still together?
Yeah. Okay.
It was, like, early on.
That's hard.
So and like, that was tough because we had spent more time with him than, like, they had. And we were like, actually, no, you guys are wrong. So I struggle with this answer.
Well, I'm glad that you stuck up for him if you did think that he deserved that,
too.
Yeah,
we were like, wait, no, we love him, by the way.
So by the way, he's amazing. Yeah. You're a bitch.
So that's tough. So if it's one specific group of people, but if it's, like, your mom, your friend, your cousin, like, it's different groups of people
like
that aren't talking.
Like, versus, like, most of the people in your life.
Like, when everyone, what is it, like, wolf pack mentality or whatever they say?
Yeah,
the wolf pack.
Mob mentality,
pack mentality, yes.
Or when it's, like, separate people, I'm like, okay, we're all thinking the same thing. Like, that's so scary.
Yeah.
I think it's true. Pay attention to that.
Oh, I think, like, the idea of managing, you should, if it's bad enough, you should express how you feel. Mm-hmm. And then it's on the friend to either listen to you or not. So, like, the word managing really stuck with me because if they take it, then obviously you're fine. If they don't, then it's, like, okay, if you don't want to listen to me, that's your prerogative. But either you don't want to be around the guy anymore, like you asked to just see the friend solo or, you know, without him there, or, you know, you let her learn the hard way, or maybe you're wrong. And maybe like maybe you're wrong about that. It's like, what hill do you want to die on?
So tough.
And deciding that.
Is this coming from the friend's perspective? Like she's saying her friends
don't
like her
boyfriend?
Managing
friendships where they all dislike, oh, wait. Oh, the girl, they don't like her current boyfriend.
So that's why I feel like that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a red flag for like maybe to look into her relationship. Not that you have to let everybody dictate your opinion, but it's like they have an outside perspective. So maybe they're seeing, you know, how he speaks to you, how he treats you, how he makes you feel on a different level than how you're experiencing it.
Yes. I think also for this girl listening, then it's like, okay, either you can take what they say into account. Mm-hmm. If there are red flags, if you really do look inward and you're like, I see what you're saying, but I don't agree. Then you can ask your friends like, hey, I see what you're saying. I don't agree. I'm going to stay in this relationship and I need you to respect that. And then from there, you just can't go complain to them then if he's doing these red flag things to them.
Yeah.
Like you either need to find someone else to talk to or really like, find a new group of friends to talk about it with them. Or
also, this is a whole other perspective. I feel like sometimes girls can be more like, we like lie to ourselves. Obviously, I'm stereotyping.
Delulu.
We're just a little delulu sometimes. And it's like, if deep down you know this isn't your person, but you just want to be in a relationship, like communicate that to your friends so they're not scared for you and they're aware of like, okay, like she wants the experience, she wants whatever. Like we don't like him for who you end up with, but if you just want to be with someone right now, like that's fine. You know, like just being real with yourself.
That's so real.
That's so real.
That's so real. Because when I was seeing that one guy and everyone hated him, I was like, no, I know what I'm doing. Like I know this is going to end so catastrophically bad, but I want the experience.
Yeah.
I want the plot.
You know.
Yeah. And but then knowing that, it like, makes whatever. You like, okay, she's aware. She's, you know, I don't need to like.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
That's true. It's a good point, Alicia.
Okay. I'm quite literally dying to get rid of a toxic friend, but she won't leave me alone. Help.
I mean, help. She knocking on your door?
Like, yeah, she's showing up.
It sounds like a people pleaser situation.
Yeah.
Because
people pleaser alert.
I feel like Brooke wouldn't be in that.
No, I was gonna say, like, just stop answering. No, literally. I'm like that with my messages though. Not that I don't answer people, but if I have nothing to say, I'm not gonna respond to you and be like, haha, sounds good. Like I'm not gonna answer. Like I just won't.
No, Brooke's a big like she'll just like the message. I'm like, okay, like I think
at least that's a like.
Yeah. You got a response.
Yeah, no, I'm lucky.
Yeah, consider yourself lucky.
I wish I'm not gonna reply and be like,
haha, so funny if it wasn't funny.
No, I'm like emoji. She's on my way.
Is that so evil?
No, it's not. I like it.
That's like how I should be.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, I better reply so they know I'm not mad.
No, literally.
It's situational. I think it just depends on who it is and like the friendship particularly. I think just being really honest and being communicative about like, hi, right now I just think we're like on different paths. I think like this, what you did really upset me here. This really hurt me. I think we should take some time to like work on ourselves. And then if our paths cross again, then beautiful. And if not, like, love you so much.
That's so kind.
Yeah, I think I could give better advice knowing the actual context
of
toxic. But
yeah,
I mean, also in the end, like, if you have to distance yourself and it feels awkward, like, you just have to do what you need to do. Like,
you have to say it. Yeah, because I would probably just try and slowly ghost. Like, not ghost, but, like,
this will fade.
But you're right, if they keep coming, like, you're going to have to say something, which is hard.
That's true. I like a ghost. But also, like, what if you were friends with this person for, like, 20
years? Of course.
Yeah,
it's situational. Just so we're clear, I'm not like, no, never. No.
Definitely. No, Brooke is a nice person.
Yeah, like, hey, are we recording Tuesday?
No, I'm not like that.
Keep them guessing.
But I love like you're protecting your peace with that. You're like, I'm not gonna like bullshit this person. Just
no,
like,
so good at it.
I'm gonna be honest.
Like, especially
and that's
if you hurt my feelings or did something like that.
And that's the thing. Like, honest isn't bad. Like, confrontation doesn't have to be bad. And I'm trying to constantly remind myself this because it's like being honest, even if it may make them feel uncomfortable, but if it's true and obviously you're delivering it in the right way, like that's healthy. And like, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll take that. I'll think I'm a horrible person. Like, it's fine. And like, instead of like, I don't know. Ah, I hate it.
It is very situational. Okay. Last question. I resonate with this one a lot, so I'm going to ask it. How to deal with anxiety in friendship / what to do when you feel like they hate you.
Oh God.
LOL. Oh, I just say, I'm like, are you mad at me?
Do you really? Okay. That's good.
Oh, I'll just be like, I feel like something's off. Just tell me. And then that gives the person the opportunity to say something or not. And if they not, then if they don't, then you have to, like, you know, when you say you're sorry to someone and they accept your apology, then they accepted it. They said it's okay. Uh-huh. You have to live on with your life, because sometimes I'm like, oh, they said it's okay, but I know they're still mad. No, you have to trust that what they told you is true.
Yeah. Then it's on them.
Yeah. Then it's on them because they said they were okay with it. And if they lied, then that's on them. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. How frequently are you asking people if they hate you?
Not often. When I was younger, oh my God, in high school, every week. Yeah. No, I'd say a couple times a year. Okay. How about you? Where are you at?
I don't do that, but I need to do that because I leave every hangout with every person I know like, they hate me. I said something wrong. I just have like so much anxiety around like, oh my God, I said the wrong thing. Or I said like, they don't like when I did this or something like that, which, I'm working on in therapy, but like even recently I hung out with one of my friends and when I left, she had said something that was like a little bit crass for sure. But I even heard it and I was like, that was an interesting choice of words, but I didn't think anything of it. By the time that I got home, they had texted me and was like, I'm so sorry. I realized like my choice of words was so bad. I hope that you're okay. I was like, oh my God. I appreciate that so much.
I had on, also, he won't care. He's probably not watching this. But after when we recorded the new pod, the second episode, remember how basically on the second episode of the new pod, subscribe. We were roasting my dating profile and he made the comment because he was like, oh yeah, like something about like you not being confident, but I knew the context.
Aww.
I knew the context was like, I'm not that like sexy baddie I'm just like not one of those girls. And I knew exactly what he meant. I didn't think anything of it. And that night at like 11 something, I'm like going to bed and he texts me this thing, be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I've been thinking about this ever since I said it. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that you're not confident. And I was like oh my God. I was like, I hope you know, I didn't think about it once. Like not even
that's
once.
That's the best text to receive on his end. Lucky him.
I was like,
I
promise you, like this means a lot though that like you actually thought about that. Like it just,
but I did not think about it.
I did not think about it at all. And I'm like,
that's
damn, like
really sweet.
No, it made me smile. And I was like, damn, I should do that for people more, because I'm sure more than enough, that's the instance, than staying with it and being like, oh my God, I have to wait for 2 days for the pit to get out of my stomach.
Yeah, that fucking pit.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's deep.
I like the asking. I think also in my head, I know when I'm like, okay, I'm being crazy, or I know if, or oftentimes I'll text Ollie. I'm like, hi, what's I texted this. Did I say this wrong? He's like, you're literally so fine. That was so polite. Yes, I'm like, you I have didn't put friends. Thank you enough times. Oh. But I do think I just, it's a lot of like talking myself down and then knowing when it's like a worthy situation to yes. bring up, mm-hmm. then I'll bring it up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, sometimes I'll get anxiety. I'm like, what am I anxious for? Like,
yeah.
why is there a reason I should be anxious right now? And I'm like,
that's huh, there's nothing right now.
There's nothing.
And you can talk yourself so down from that.
No, but I get freaked out. I'm like, there's something I should be anxious about right now. Like, it's like, oh. it's like I have the feeling and I'm like,
I have that too.
Like Alicia. Impending doom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something earlier.
I mean, I forget that. I would say with friendships too, I'm trying to get better. I've noticed in my adult life, a lot of people do this after you hang out. They'll say like, we went to dinner last night. Like, so good seeing you, whatever. Like, I just feel like just being a better, like reassuring friend. Yeah. Also, like a recap. Then you get that back. Yeah. Like, of just being like, I had fun today, by the way.
I
like,
do that. You know, and I do that to get the text back. I'm like, exactly. So nice seeing you. I had the best time. I hope I get to see you again soon. They're like, love you. Like, so I'm like, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we're good.
Like little things. And I feel like it's, you know, like, little, we're good, right?
Little techniques, yeah, yeah. little techniques to self-soothe. Yeah, to this girly who wrote this, I literally feel the same way and I'm working on it too. But I do think being in tune, because like a lot of times it's irrational. 99.99% of the times it's irrational. Mm, so definitely. I think talking yourself down, reminding yourself like, no, you did okay. You're going to be
yeah,
okay.
And there's nothing wrong with asking. And on top of it, like it also is a two-way street and it's up to the other person to also like bring it up if you did. Like if you have an idea, like Heath, like he was like, oh, I hope that what I said specifically didn't upset Alicia. But like if you don't know the reason, it's fine to like expect them to say something too if that was the case. You know what I mean? Like it's not all on your shoulders.
Also something that I do to calm myself down is like, I'll do it with people that I'm close. Like I'll do it with you,
oh, I do with you
more than I would do it with like someone that I just met today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'll self-soothe myself by being like, even if you said something crazy, even if like, you know, it was really bad, you're going to get through that. Like you guys will communicate mm-hmm. through that and they know your heart. They know who you are. Exactly. It's going to be fine. With someone new, I don't worry about it as much. But if I do worry, I'm like, it's fine. Like it's going to, and it's always going to be, it is always okay too. Mm-hmm. And I'm always worrying for no reason. But yeah, if it was something with you, I'm like, oh, well, it's okay. We're going to, if it was that bad and like my anxiety is for a reason and it's valid, then we'll get through it.
1,000% It's fine. I'm glad you said it. You feel that with me. Cause I'm like, I feel that with you, like probably the most, but it's because I think one, we care so much. And then two, I feel like it's not normal to be on our phones this much that we are. So like, it's so easy to be like, well, they didn't reply, but like, I saw that they were hanging out. Like, I don't, like, and you're just in your head and you're like, your average person like is not so aware of like, there's times where I'm like, I just want to find my friends off. I don't want anyone to know where I am. Like, it just feels like it's too much. Like, I'm like, we honestly, like we're on our phones so much. And I'm like, if so I don't get a response soon, it's like, they're busy. They're doing something. It's okay. Like, I don't know.
I feel that.
That was me like
sometimes
a year
I don't
or two
get a text, I find friends. I'm like, where are they? Oh, they're home, but they're now replying.
Yeah. I'm like,
I'm fucking nuts.
No, Remy, I'm nuts. Right there with you. Don't even. Yeah, I'm like, okay. They're like at a workout class. Okay.
Yeah,
like, and he's at work. Like, okay.
Especially if I fear that they're mad at me. Like if I'm like, if it feels a little like tense or off, then I'm like, hello.
Yep.
Answer my phone call.
Like, why are you
obsessed with you? That's so funny. I need to channel your energy.
WWBD.
We all need to be a little more crazy.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. This was so much fun.
So much fun.
It honestly flew by. So I'm excited that we get to do your guys' episode next, which obviously we'll have the link in the description box. So you guys should check it out. Go subscribe.
Gals on the go.
We really are your biggest fans. I hope you know.
Truly.
If you, please vlog more, Brooke. I'm sorry. I'm calling you out.
Brooke,
damn, I will.
I know. Okay.
It doesn't have to necessarily be longer. It could just be more
frequently.
Yeah. Okay. She wants more.
Okay. I got more content.
But the moving series, like there will be a lot. I know,
but it's coming.
Bitch, I watched today's vlog.
But you talked about it.
Yeah, she talked about it.
She's starting a series.
So protective.
She's talking about it.
Oh, you're so sweet. No, you guys are seriously so, not only like inspiring to us, but like, motive, like so supportive, I will say.
No, we always say that about you too. Like you could gatekeep information, you don't. You always lead us in the right direction. I mean, we have similar, like we've had same teams before. Like you guys are just very supportive and it means a lot.
Really. Oh my God. Well, so we want amazing vlogs to watch.
Truly. Keep going, please.
Truly. And my episode of Am Uncovered will be coming very soon.
Yes. I'm not even kidding.
This morning, because I already told you, I don't have a morning routine, but I'll develop one
for
my episode.
You do in the morning.
Yes. I wake up and I like in the bathroom for 30 minutes just on my phone. And I was like, I need
to
develop
that.
No, see, I was like, I can't put this in my Am Uncovered episode.
I think it's relatable.
I have to develop a routine and then I'll come on.
Okay, well, you'll be in training.
Yeah, I'm working on it now.
Mine might be a little more.
I did a 7 a.m. Pilates yesterday and I'm trying to pick it up so that for my episode.
Yes.
Oh, I think then you wouldn't have any time gate on your hands.
Yeah.
You're so right. You can come over. I'll just change my phone clock.
Yeah, I know. We learned how to do that now.
Whoops.
Well, wait, shout you guys out. Shout yourselves out.
I'm at Danielle Carolyn, and then we also have at Gals on the Go podcast on everything.
And I'm at Brooke Michio.
Thanks. Love you guys. Thanks so much.
Love you. And make sure to subscribe to Pretty Basic. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to your podcast. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. Check out Pretty X Unfiltered, our new podcast. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.